I want to discuss something about problems of marriage. Okay, in this one we will read a long chapter, but I think it's very important to review before getting into the thoughts or the ideas I want to express. So just give me your mind 5 minutes to concentrate on the Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hide myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise her heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded to you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Also for Adam and his wife the Lord God made tunics of skin, and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put out the hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever." Remember that God was not, did not want him to live forever in sin. That's why he prevented him from eating of the tree of life. "Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and the flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, back to the story. First of all, we want to discuss all kinds of marriage problems. We have to admit that the serpent or the devil is behind all the problems in marriage. The Christian marriage are always fought by Satan. Devil is concentrating our homes to destruct what our Lord Jesus Christ had done before. So remember always that behind the problems in any home, there could be a strange idea. Strange idea like the one the serpent gave to Eve. The strange idea may destroy the relation between the man and his wife, and this is given by the serpent. There could be a stranger, somebody intrude himself inside the relation and destroy the relation, and this is also out of devil. Also, there could be a strange desire. So the serpent usually comes with a strange idea or a strange figure or character or person or a strange desire. Eve had a desire very strange to be like God in her own, to compete with God. This is kind of strange desire. So just remember always that all kinds of problems in between man and his wife related to warfare with the devil. God said to Adam and Eve, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden." While this kind of constraints, what this kind of lack of freedom, is he trying to put them into kind of prison? That's the idea of Satan. Always devil comes with the idea that living with God is kind of living in a prison, living in constraints. But actually, Adam was free to eat from everywhere, but just only one tree not to eat of. So actually, usually they say that live without marriage, enjoy your life with no relations. Why you should marry somebody Christian? Why should even marry? Why don't you live the life you like? Why constraints? Why don't you live free to do whatever you like? From the start, the story of freedom is misconceived by people because of the effect of Satan. Devil comes with new ideas of freedom, as if God does not like our freedom, or our freedom may stand against the freedom of God. This is usually stupid ideas, but most of the people accept these ideas. Why God said so? Actually, God said the commandment to secure Adam's freedom. The commandment we consider some kind of security to your freedom. So enjoy your freedom with these limits, because with the limits you can enjoy life better. So, and you can feel this when you marry, that with the sacred relation with you and with your wife, you can get away from many other sins. But when you accept the idea of Satan to live the way with no constraints, with no commandments, actually you are destroying your life and other lives. The third point, where was Adam? When devil came to discuss the story with Eve, where was Adam? Actually, I was reading a very nice book called Silent Adam. He was discussing this story, but in a very nice way. Where was he when the devil came and communicated with his Eve and he did not show up? Was he listening to the story and ignoring his wife? Was he happy that Eve trespassed the commandment? Where was he? Why he was silent? This silent Adam is failure from Adam, is some mistake Adam did. And why he left Eve? You know, when the husband leaves his wife, she is always vulnerable to the devil's ideas. This kind of separation are always destructive to both parties. The man and his wife will go with the serpent if they leave each other. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was very decisive when he said that no separation. What God unite together, no man stands against. Another question we may ask, why Eve did not search for her husband? She did not ask him for advice before getting deeper with serpent. It means that there is kind of negative attitude between Adam and Eve. That's why the serpent gets into this relation and he could conquer both of them, he could win them, because they were not together, they were not united enough, they were not communicating enough. So he could intrude himself and affect Eve's idea and then affect the relation together. Did Adam hear the conversation? If he did, actually he will be very, very bad, because why he left the conversation to go this way? Actually, it ended with blaming Eve. And most of Adam's men now blame their wives, still blaming their wives, because they do not have agape. They do not have the love of God. Our Lord did not blame the humanity for its weakness, but He came to us, He came to save us, to carry the problem on His shoulder. Another question we may ask, did Eve really know the law quite well? If you go through the verses we read, you will see that God was speaking to Adam as the leader of the relation, at the head of the relation. Maybe Adam told Eve what God said. Was he honest in his telling this story, or he just mentioned it in a very superficial way? In this case, Eve may be innocent, because she did not know the exact terms God used, maybe. But this kind of failure to communicate properly may be the door which devil can come through. So, did Adam tell her the commandment accurately and resolutely? Did she know how much how many complications will happen if she eats? I know she said, God said we will die, but whenever the serpent said, you will not die, she accepted the idea easily, as if she was not sure of God's words. Maybe Adam was not very clear, was not very decisive, was not very strong in this commandment. And this is, you know, some passivity in many men which affect their relation with their wife. Men actually lose their responsibility at the head of the family. So the family may go into bad ways. Did Eve forget? This is another sin. If she forgot the word of God or the words of her husband, she is in trouble. Why did she doubt? Why she accepted the devil sentence that easily? All these questions, you know, I want to put it in our relations now, in our marital life, that many problems come when the communication is not strong, when the words are not clear, when we do not hold the commandment of God strongly. So many problems can happen. The servant came saying, "You will not surely die." Look how she put it. Surely, you will not die. The devil usually uses some terms as if it's very sure. And we, sons of God, we are not sure of the word of God. This is actually very bad in our life. How can we have the truth and God's word and we are not sure of it? And the ideas, the negative ideas around, are that solid. You understand what I mean? Those who are living in a secular life, in a worldly, earthly lusts, they defend their situation strongly. And we, Christian believers, who follow the steps of our Lord, we do not use the word surely. We cannot use it. This is lack of faith. We are not the true sons of God because we do not believe as strong as we should. Sometimes the servant use many lies and put the lies in a nice way, like saying, "His mercy is great. Go and sin, don't worry. You had sinned before and nothing happened. Why you care much of sinning? Everybody does so and so. Sin everywhere. And God is seeing and nothing happened." So many lies affect our thoughts. And this is the start of problems in all our life. Also, the servant may say, "It's a simple matter. Don't think much, don't worry much, it's not big deal." So lying and cheating in the relationships, when you put a major sin in a minor evaluation, this is kind of cheating. When somebody gives his heart to somebody, not his husband, not his wife, and consider this kind of emotions not a big deal. No, it's a big deal. It's a crime. It's a sin. It's kind of cheating and lying and illoyalty. Also, the serpent told Adam, Eve first, that you will know good and evil. You know, many sins started with the idea of just to know better. You have to know this and that. Why don't you go deeper in this knowledge? What kind of knowledge he's speaking about? This is knowledge of evil, like to be like Satan. He's very knowledgeable in his way. What kind of knowledge? There are many knowledge we do not need to know. You know, Adam and Eve was very simple, like children, like kids, because they only know God. They do not know much but God. And that was enough for their life to enjoy the relation with God and with each other. But when this bad knowledge came in, their relations are all destructed. Relation with God, relation with his wife, relation even with the animals and with the nature. All relation destroyed because of the bad knowledge or the bad ideas coming in. Why not? May Satan use. Okay, another idea. Why Eve came to Adam giving him the fruit. Why didn't she eat alone? What was the problem when she took from the serpent the fruit and she ate? Okay, why did she go to Adam to give him the fruit? I think she wanted him with her in her way. That's another sin of woman, that she wants to be the head, not him the head. She wants to lead him. So she pushed him to follow her. And that was not the program God created man on. God created man first, and he is the head. And that's the teachings of the New Testament. Christ is the head, church is the body. Christ is the leader, church follow. Man should be the leader, his wife follow. This had nothing to do with the value. No, Adam and Eve are the same value, had the same value. They are human beings, they are God's image, but still man is the head. So when the woman comes to be the head of the relation, many things run wrong. And that what happened. Adam in this place, he was supposed to say, no, we should not eat of this fruit. But he could not say no to his wife. Although we are trying with all men to just follow their wives in many things, but at a time, man should say no to his wife. Abuna Abraham did not say no to Sarah when she pushed him to have a relation with Hagar. And the offspring was, you know, disastrous. Ismail. Okay, he should say no. So it's not always following or obeying or your wife is a good thing. No, you are the head, you should say no when you see your wife getting into bad relation with the servant. Adam was mistaken because he did not prevent his wife from communicating with the servant. Moreover, he followed his wife in doing bad things. Why the serpent start with Eve? Usually, the devil comes through the relation by the heart, by emotions, not by logic. You know, the logic usually against what devils say, but by the emotions, that the heart is deceiving the man. So Eve moves by her heart more than Adam. So I think she is more liable to sin or to follow her heart. So she believed easily the serpent. What does it mean? The eyes of both of them were opened. Is this a grace of God? Actually, it's the reverse. It's the disaster. They opened their eyes on their weaknesses. They love each other, but they were seeing each other perfect. But with the sin, they started to focus on both weaknesses. So they started to lose love they had before. When their eyes were covered with the grace of God, they see each other perfect. They enjoy respecting each other. But with this kind of sin, they lost their innocence. So they started to focus on the weakness of the partner. That's the start of the problem. Also, each of them desired the other's one's body, as if they came down from a rabbi relation to the eros. You know, they fell down from the love of God, the pure one, and then they go into desire of eros, or the physical love only. Related to this, fear and anxiety, escape, lies, all come after this sin. Why they use the fig leaves? What the fig leaves stand for? You know, the fig leaves usually stand for the superficial solutions of the problems. That we cover the problem, but we do not deal with the problem. That's why our Lord refused this kind of solution. The unuseful solutions for problems. And also these fig leaves, God cursed in the New Testament because it always stands for the man's trial to solve his problems away from God. They did not cry to God, "God save us." They did not do this. They tried to save themselves by putting the fig leaves. But there was no solution this way. What's cover and uncover? They cover their nakedness, but still they feel the nakedness. That's why they hide, although they were covering their nakedness. Understand? They hide from God, although they were putting the fig leaves. So whatever you put on yourself, just to try to calm your conscience, it's just a fig leaf, and you will still feel the nakedness because you did not go into repentance, into the solution through God. They felt the necessity of hiding, and most of the people, they hide from God and from each other because they feel shame. They feel naked. God came asking, "Did you eat from the tree?" What you think Adam was liable to say? If he's a good Adam, he should say, "Yes, yes." Responsibility should put in on him the confession, "Yes, I made a mistake. I ate." But Adam was not the good Adam God created now. Adam was the bad man we see all over around. So he said, "She." He started his sentence by, "She, the one you gave," as if God made something wrong and Eve made everything wrong. And he is the most innocent part in the story. Okay? This is out of the plan of God. So now Eve, who were before the gift of God, the blessing of God, now she is the, you know, like punishment from God. She is not beloved as before. "What have you done?" He did not confess the whole story, but God confessed. You Eve, listen to the serpent. Eve did not say so, but God said, "You listen to the serpent. You discussed with, you had conversation. You believed the serpent and you did not believe me." This all kind of ideas come through the marital relation after. And you moreover gave your husband to share your sinning. Why God punished the serpent first? I think God has always the fight with the serpent, but he will punish the serpent last now. But this explained that we are covered with the power of God. If you want to go back to God, he will fight the serpent for us. Lastly, God punished Eve by two things. "In pain you shall bring children," and "the need for a husband." This is strange. Okay, with the pain getting children, she may recall her sin because she wanted to be God. She wanted to have her life away from God. But she can never enjoy the offspring and being a mother without pain. she chose the bad way. But the important thing now here, the needs of a husband. Now she felt the severe need to her husband. And this kind of need, I think it's related to the sinful nature now. When the woman enjoyed the relation with God, when she enjoyed the salvation and redemption, she goes to her husband not out of need but just for giving. Remember the words of Sayyidina. She is in an indifferent attitude. She shares her life with her husband not because she needs him. When she needs somebody, you want to use him or abuse him. But when you go to somebody giving him, you are sharing your life with him. This is kind of giving, not taking. How did God punish Adam? Adam was cursed, punished by working on the ground, and the ground is not in good terms now with Adam anymore. In toil you shall eat both stones and thistles. In the New Testament, when our Lord came to our life, He is the new man. Remember always that Christ is the new Adam. So our Lord Jesus Christ did not say, this humanity, this Eve, is the one who made the sin. No, He took over His shoulder the problem and He went to the cross to save His wife. That's the proper attitude of Adam. This is the new Adam. This is the new husband of today. So the Christian marriage, as if they call it in our forefathers, marriage in the Christian view is the return to the lost paradise. Can you get this meaning? The proper marriage is kind of returning back to the lost paradise, to the first attitude of Adam, responsible Adam, and submissive Eve. So we should obey the commandment, because when we did not obey the commandment, we lost everything. Woman's submission and love of Adam is the key to return back to the paradise. Thank God and thank you for listening. Yeah. There are different meaning here. Okay. Concerning the role, the man has to be the leader and woman should follow him, but she thinks with him, she feels him, she supports him. But in the value, man puts his life to save his woman, as if his wife is more important than him, himself. So the value is equal, because both of them are created on God's image. But the role is different. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth to save the church. He puts his life for his body, for the church. But he's still the head. He is the one who leads. So when we see somebody do not want to lead, man do not want to lead, does not want to lead, there is some problem in this man. And a woman does want to lead, there is some problem in this woman. And it will affect the relation with her husband. Understand what I mean? No, you can never switch the roles created as God's plan. God created man first and he took Eve out of him to be his body, to be his heart, but he is responsible for her. That's the sentence Adam said when he saw Eve for his first time. This is bone of my bones. This is part of me. So I am responsible for her. Understand the meaning? This is the model of the paradise. That's why the serpent came through Eve, not through Adam. because he is the head. And Eve felt in this, she tried to be the head. And he followed her. So this is the switch of roles. And this is the sin. You understand what I mean? No, we believe at Orthodox that the actual sin is simply the eating from the fruit which God said not to eat. But this symbolizes many things. That Adam and Eve wanted to get their life away from God. They believed devil and they did not believe God. They consider God as their enemy and the serpent as their friend. Understand? So these kinds of explanations are behind all kinds of sins. But simply we believe it was kind of eating. Don't eat this. Because Adam was very simple and Eve was very simple. So this is the first sin, trespassing the command. Yes. أنا ما رضيتش أطول في الحتة دي. بس شوف إلى رجلك يكون اشتياقك وهو يسود عليك. القصة بدأت بعد الخطية تبقى إيه؟ صراع على السلطة. فاهمين الفكرة؟ هي مشتاقة لكن هي جواها رغبة قديمة ابتدت بالخطية إن هي اللي تسوق. فقال لها لا مش هيديك الفرصة، هو اللي هيسوق، هو يسود عليك. هنا بقى الباد نيتشر، هنا اللي احنا بنتفرج عليه في المشاكل والبيوت، ان في خناقة مين يمشي كلامه، واخد بالك؟ فاهم ازاي؟ فربنا عاوز يقول لها ده نتيجة عمايلك، ان كل واحد فيكم بيتخانق دلوقتي مين يبقى الاول. انت مش تقاله ومع كده مشيتي كلامك عليه وهو هيطلع عينك ويبقى سيد عليكي، واخد بالك؟ فاهم الفكرة؟ فطبعا ده كله complications of sin. يعني لا، الاشتياق مش هو اللوف القديم. هنا الاشتياق هي الديزاير اللي هي تاني الايروس. نزلنا من مستوى الاغابي اشتياق للعطاء الى اشتياق للاخذ. فاهم الفكرة؟ ده انحراف عن البروجرام الاولاني. أشكرك، الحتة دي جميلة قوي، أنا نسيت أقولها، معاك حق. حواء عندها مبالغة باينة جدا في الكلام. الستات دايما عندهم حتة مبالغة. أولا حكاية، يعني إيه حد يحكي مع حية؟ وبعدين قول ده ربنا قال لنا اوعوا تلمسوها. الحقيقة ربنا ما قالش اوعوا تلمسوها، ربنا قال سيمبلي ما تاكلوش. ها؟ ما كانتش في نص الجنة، برافو عليك. هي قالت الشجر، قعدت تضيف تفاصيل وتجمل الصورة وتاخد وتدي وده كلام برضو غلط. الحكاوي الزيادة دي مش كويس. فهي المبالغة دي دخلتها في مشاكل. كنت هتقولي حاجة، انا قطعتك. ها مش ده ايه؟ اه طبعا. بصي هو مش كذب، هو هي من بداية ما بتتكلم مع الشيطان دخلنا في الغلط. بالذات بصوا الاباء دايما بيركزوا على لحظه فاصله. عارفين انهي لحظه؟ اول ما الشيطان قال لن تموت، كانت في اللحظه دي كانت المفروض تعمل ايه؟ ترفع رجلها وتنزل على دماغه بالشبشب. يعني عاوز اقول ما كانش في شبشب، انا عارف ايه دي المشكله، انما اقصد ايه؟ ربنا يقول هتموتوا وانت يا حياه تقولي لن تموتوا، يعني مغالطة صريحة جدا. فاهمين ازاي؟ كونها كملت الكلام بعد الكلمة دي باظت الدنيا خلاص. يعني لغاية الكلمة دي بصراحة هنقولها، هنقول سذاجة من حول. انما وانس الحية قالت لها شاربلي كده ومكتوبة كده في آية لوحدها لن تموت، هي بتقول لها ربنا بيقول هتموت لو كلنا، قالت لها مش هتموتوا كده. بقى في ربنا وفي شيطان عكس بعض، كلير. كنها كملت كلام مع الشيطان ضاعت خلاص، انتهت القصه. فاهمين الفكره؟ كل حاجه هتروح بعد كده. زي ما الواحد يدي ودنه الفكرة غلط، وانس فتحت الباب للفكرة الغلط ما تعرفش توقف بعد كده احيانا. بصي، او احنا الكتاب ما ذكرش زمن في القصة دي، لانه الانجيل قصد انه ما يقولناش الحتة الزمنية في الموضوع. هو عاوز يقول لنا ببساطة انه وانس دخلت الخطية دخل معها الفساد والموت، واتحرمنا من الصورة الاولانية. يا ترى الصورة الاولانية خدت قد ايه وقت؟ ما نعرفش. ربنا بحكمته ما سابهمش ياكلوا من شجرة الحياة، انما اثناسيوس قال specifically منعهم من اكل شجرة الحياة بعد ما بقت الطبيعة نفسها فاسدة، وإلا هيعيشوا في الفساد الجديد ده forever. خد بالك، يعني كانت رحمة من ربنا ان هو ما ياخدش من شجرة الحياة. ده اللي بنقوله ساعات لما يكون واحد مجرم في حق ربنا، بنقول له لا ما تتناولش، ده رحمة بيه وإلا ياخد دينونة لنفسه. فاهمة؟ يعني لما بنمنع واحد من التناول احنا مش بنمنعه عشان نذله، احنا بنمنعه خوفا عليه، لان هو كده هيثبت عليه الجريمة اكتر لو اهان جسد ربنا. فدايما الاباء يربطوا دي بدي، لو كل من شجرة الحياة وهو في وضع الفساد يبقى كده هيفضل فاسد الى الابد، فربنا حرم. لما جه يسوع قال انا شجرة الحياة فتحلت المشكلة، قال كلوني انا بقى خلاص، ففتح لنا الباب في العهد الجديد ان الشجرة المحرومة بقت قصادنا كل يوم، فاحنا بناكل النهاردة من شجرة الحياة بالتوبة والايمان، خلاص نرجع ناكل.